Hi, I'm Brendan, and I am 6 years old, and you are listening to The Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on the last day of spring week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer our Quizlet a little later in the show. For the second half of spring week, we've been listening to Antonio Vivaldi's Spring, which is a concerto he wrote in about the year 1721. He wrote poems about the seasons, and then he wrote music to go with them. So we'll hear now the poem for today's music. It goes like this. Led by the festive sound of rustic bagpipes, nymphs and shepherds lightly dance beneath the brilliant canopy of spring. Now, this is a pretty general picture of spring merriment. It's certainly festive music, which means it sounds like a party. Here, listen to this. That's festive. But other than that, I mean, a bagpipe sounds like this. Can't really find anything representing the bagpipes in that music. And the rest of the poem is just people who are hanging around at the party. Now, yesterday, we talked a little bit about goat herds and shepherds being romantic occupations to composers. They thought that was a cool thing to be. So sure enough, there are shepherds at this party, and they are dancing with nymphs. So what's a nymph? A nymph is a minor nature goddess, like a forest nymph. So she's a magical creature, but not super powerful. The whole musical setting just kind of creates a gentle idea of outside country types, bagpipers, shepherds, and nymphs, celebrating spring with a happy dance party. So let's join them with the third movement, the Allegro, from Vivaldi's Primavera, Spring.
Thank you.
That was the third and final movement of Vivaldi's Spring, Primavera, which he wrote in about 1721 for the Four Seasons. Now let's jump in and answer that Quizlet. All week long, we've been asking you, what is the vernal equinox? An equinox meaning equal, the same length of day and night hours, 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. There are two of these a year. The first one happens in the fall. It's called the autumnal equinox. The second one that we're talking about, the vernal equinox, happens on March 20th. So what is it? It's the first day of spring. Hooray! Yes, the vernal equinox. That's another term for the first day of spring. It's when we start officially saying it's spring, even though it doesn't usually warm up for a good while after that. Nonetheless, it's officially spring on March the 20th. Now, don't worry if you didn't figure out the Quizlet this week. We will have another one for you next week and another chance for you to win your Kids Commute prize pack. Well, thanks so much for joining us this week. Hope you had a good time. I certainly did. Happy Friday. I'm Kate Botullo.
And I'm producer Tony.
See you next time.
Interlaken Public Radio.